morning for our Bible study, I would encourage you to turn to Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. And we'll begin reading at verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption, that is, in Christ we have redemption, salvation, through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. Now, the message I want to bring this morning from this text is entitled The Bible Doctrine of Election. The Bible Doctrine of Election. What is this Bible Doctrine of Election? The truth of election is taught throughout the Word of God, Old Testament and New. And here's a good definition. Election is the sovereign eternal choice of God to choose and determine who will be justified before God. That is to say, God's election of his people guarantees and secures their eternal salvation in Christ Jesus. All who were chosen by God in election and given to the Lord Jesus Christ in that covenant of grace shall be saved. Not one of these elect, not one of these chosen of God shall ever perish. Our Lord said, I give my sheep eternal life, and they'll never perish. Listen to this scripture in John chapter 6, 37 and following. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which hath sent me, all which he hath given me. This is the Lord declaring that Bible doctrine of election. All that the Father hath given me shall come to me, and I'll lose nothing, but I'll raise him up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I'll raise him up in the last day. Now, this is the Bible doctrine of election. Now, from this text, Ephesians chapter 1, I want to ask and answer several questions about the Bible doctrine of election. Now, who does this electing? Well, we read in the text here, it's plainly revealed that God is the one who does this choosing. Now, here's Ephesians chapter 1 again, verse 3 and 4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he chose us in him. We read in John chapter 15, verse 16, our Lord said, you didn't choose me, but I have chosen you and ordained you. So plainly we can see the one who does the choosing, blessed be the God and Father who had blessed us according as he had chosen us. So God is the one who does this choosing. In Romans 9, verse 11 and 13, we read, for the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth, it was said unto her, the elder shall serve the younger, as it is written, Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. Now clearly we see from these scriptures that God is the one in eternity. He made a choice of his people from all eternity. Secondly, when was this choosing, this electing grace? When did it take place, this election of grace? Well, we read here, according as he had chosen us in him, in Christ, before the foundation of the world. So God is the one who has done this choosing, this made this determination, who would be justified in Christ Jesus before the foundation of the world. Now, the scriptures give us a clear and definite answer. God's election of grace is eternal, unconditional, and in Christ Jesus. God made a choice who would be justified before the foundation of the world. We read in Acts 15, verse 18, known unto God for all his works from the beginning. Now let me give you two other scriptures. This is first one's found in 2 Thessalonians 2:13. We are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning, did you hear that? God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit, that's the new birth, and belief of the truth. Here's another scripture in 2 Timothy 1:9. I'm trying to establish the fact that God did this choosing of his elect before the foundation of the world, eternally. Here's 2 Timothy 1:9. It's God who saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Now, who does this electing? Who does this choosing unto salvation? It's God. Salvation is of the Lord. When did this take place? Eternally, before the foundation of the world. Now, thirdly, third question is this. Why did this election of grace take place? Well, we read in this text again, Ephesians 1, according as he had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy. Now, he didn't choose us because we were holy. He chose us that we would be holy in Christ Jesus without blame, that is justified in Christ, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children. He chose us that we might be heirs of God by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Salvation is by God's purpose, and to this glorious end, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the Beloved. The reason of election is found in God's own eternal purpose and sovereign love. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11, we read, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. Had he not chosen us, we never would have chosen him. We read in Psalm 65:4, blessed is a man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto God. Had he not chose us because of our sinful nature, we never would have chosen to trust God for all of our salvation. And here's the reason. Because of our sinful nature, our Lord said, this is condemnation, that light is coming into the world, and men love darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil. Had he not chosen us, we never would have chosen him because of our sin. God chose his people that they should be just like Christ, holy, without blame, before him in love. According to the richness of his grace, according to his sovereign purpose, his sovereign mercy, he chose a people and caused them, gave them faith and caused them to believe Christ. Now, fourthly, where is this electing love revealed? Well, we read in the text here, Ephesians 1, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the Beloved. The love of God, the salvation of God, is revealed in Christ Jesus, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. The Lord Jesus Christ is the elect, and believers are chosen in him. The first time we read that word in Scripture, Isaiah 42, behold, my servant, mine elect, in whom my soul delights. Christ is the elect. We're chosen in him, and this election is revealed in him, in Christ. Everything God does for and gives to and requires of the sinner is found in the Lord Jesus Christ. In Christ. All blessing. Notice we read in Ephesians 1, verse 3, bless God who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in Christ. You see, he's made unto the believer wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. It pleased God that all the fullness of salvation and glory would dwell in the Lord Jesus Christ, and believers are complete in Christ. So this electing love, this electing sovereign salvation is revealed in Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ provides for us perfect righteousness. That's why He came. He came to honor the law, to execute perfect righteousness, to satisfy God's justice. The apostle said, "Blessed is the man to whom God would impute righteousness without works." The Lord Jesus Christ provides not only perfect righteousness, but He also provides perfect atonement for sin. He appeared once in the end of the age to put away sin for His elect, for His sheep. He said, "I'm the good shepherd. I lay down my life for the sheep." You see, this electing love in Christ Jesus and that salvation and righteousness provided in Him guarantees the salvation of God's elect. It is certain and sure based upon His performance. And the Lord Jesus Christ is the only ground of our salvation in Christ. Where is this electing love revealed? In the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, let me close with this last question. How can I know if I'm one of God's elect? Now, election is so. It's true. God chose a people unto salvation. That's so. It's revealed all the way through the Scriptures. How can I know if I'm one of God's elect? Well, let me ask you this. What do you think of the Lord Jesus Christ and this salvation that's revealed in Him? Is He everything to you? Is He your wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption? Is He precious to you? Do you see in Christ how God can be just and justify the ungodly? How He can be a just God and Savior in Christ and redeem me by His grace? In Christ Jesus, freely, without a cause found in me. You see, faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and dependence upon Him is evidence of being chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world. Do you find yourself trusting Christ or yourself for all your hope of salvation? You see, those chosen of God and blessed of God and given faith in Christ Jesus, they look totally to Him. And they rest in Him, the foundation of salvation. Now, the elect of God have a peculiar testimony. Let me give you two of them found in the Scripture. This is the Apostle Paul from Philippians chapter 3. "But what things," he said, "were gained to me, now I count all things loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless I count all things but loss for the excellency, the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I've suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung that I may win Christ and be found in Him." You see, his hope of salvation now, before when he was Saul of Tarsus, it was all in him. Having a revelation of Christ to his heart, he now says, "Oh, that I may win Christ and be found in Him, not having my own righteousness which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith." Here's another testimony of God's elect. You see, the faith of God's elect acknowledges the truth that salvation is all of God and in Christ Jesus. In Revelation chapter 1, we read the testimony of the elect, and here's what they say, "Unto Him that loved us," that's God's eternal purpose and love in Christ, "and washed us from our sin in His own blood," we have redemption through the blood, "and made us kings and priests unto our God, to Him be glory and dominion forever and ever." Now, this is the truth of God's electing grace.